Hear me, my little ones. I have warned you also. Come out. Come out and be not a partaker of her sins. You cannot. You cannot continue to support the false church system. You cannot, my people, continue to support the religious system of...
asking the question, what shall we do? Where shall we go? How shall we live? And I've answered that even many times, many clandestine. You've got to change your manner of life. You can't keep living the way you were taught to live. You change your manner. Remember Mama saying, mind your manners?
Yes.
Huh? A manner is a form of discipline that affects a change. You folk would like to learn how to live with God's people? Change your manner of life. Change the way you think. For instance, I made a statement in the dining hall this morning about that it's very dangerous for me to say it. I made a lot of statements here that as a man, I wish I'd never said them. And the same thing with God. God has written a lot of things. He said, boy, am I sorry I said that. Now, I know you don't agree with that, but he did say, I'm sorry I made man. But what's caused God trouble? The devil or man? Who's caused God more trouble? The devil? He just cast him out of heaven. God's no trouble. You're going to cast him into hell. So who's been giving God all this trouble all these years? Perilous times have come for us of men.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
And right away. Now I said that very kindly. But you're talking about us. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Man. Man. Manner. Change your manner. Quit you like men. Stop thinking like men. Change your manner of life.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Praise. Glory. What is man anyway? That thou art mindful of
him. Yes.
Just what are you anyway? Out of
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
7 billion people.
Hallelujah.
Glory. What are you? You've been a total failure.
Amen.
Yet God is mindful. Too much for you to have your mind stayed on him? Let this mind be in you. And how do you do that? Why, the way God thinks about you, that's the way you think about you, brother. You see him as Christ sees
him.
I can tell you what, I know you're not going to like, but when he came looking for men to save, he looked for sinners. And every time somebody thwarted his progress, there was somebody that didn't believe they were sinning.
That's right.
They'd make him mad.
Amen.
They would.
Sure.
When he find a sinner and could convince that sinner he was a sinner, and that sinner would say, God, there he is. God be merciful to me, sinner. Heaven rejoice. That's repentance, people. That is the sinner's. If you had it, confess each sin to be forgiven.
Help me, Lord.
Come on, people. So how do you cover
them?
This is check the fact you're a sinner, and God saves sinners. Now, see, I'm not. I know how you. you're going to react. I just know. I know all you little holier boys. I don't do this. I don't do that. But you do this.
Right. Preach, brother.
I will.
Amen.
We don't want to acknowledge that we're part of the confusion. I mean, you Christians, and we're so different with our own little ways of doing things. Until we'll say, boy, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how he does it?
That's right.
Prince is so standing, going down, picking up a load of wood by himself. Right?
Well, I've been pulling trees so that they get ready to be right?
Oh, I forgot. I said he's pulling the wood, bringing the wood, and he's preparing.
Bringing it out.
So I didn't say it just right. You are involved yourself with getting the wood situated.
Yes, sir.
You, by yourself.
Amen.
I got it all right now?
Amen, brother.
Or you got to take issues with what I said? No need for that. He's been doing a job by himself that would be best if he could get other help.
Sure.
But what he's doing is trying to make it so the other help. Boy, you people are poor. So, but I'm rich. I know.
Hallelujah.
Boy, has the devil magnified the use of I. Man, if you get that eye number one in your life, you're going to get that eye to go along with him.
Yes, God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I've even used the scripture to you many times. He said to Paul, said, much learning has made you mad. What did Paul learn? Learn Christ. He changed his manner of life. He just did not keep persecuting the church. He became the persecuted church. Because I'm going to show you, Paul, what it's like to be the church.
Right.
Yeah. Paul put him in prison, beat him up, killed him.
Sure.
Huh? Yeah. Well, then Paul got put in prison, got beat up,
right.
Finally got killed.
Right.
He graduated.
Glory.
From his word.
Glory.
So I fought a good fight.
Glory.
You folks never liked when I quote the scripture where Paul said I fought with beasts.
Oh,
at Ephesus. What, lions? Tigers?
No.
Elephants? No. Humanity.
Amen.
A bunch of hard-headed, natural brute beasts.
Yes.
Who stood there and reasoned and contradicted him, opposed him.
Yes.
They even reduced him to a debater. And he didn't, you don't have to debate truth. You believe truth. You don't debate it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Believe truth. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. It's one place you went to a place, he just strolled with him, just baited with him. A bunch of Jews. They should have known the Christ he was talking about. Why do I got to come in this place and debate with you people or argue with you people about the end times? Why? Tell me what.
Hallelujah.
That this whole ministry brought you with that one thing.
Hallelujah.
Going through tribulation. Why do I got to say this is tribulation?
Glory.
Why do I got to say, come on, glory in this?
Hallelujah.
Come on, why should I do that? Tell me why. That old beast nature.
Yes, Lord.
That old rat caught in the trap and trying to get out.
Amen.
Yeah, you're trapped by the iniquity.
Glory.
Woo! You trapped you, boy. Paul finally found that out, didn't he?
Yeah.
So the things I want to do,
yeah.
I can't do them. By myself, not get trapped.
Amen.
He had a trap on him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. His old Job found himself in a trap.
Yeah.
Snared.
Yes.
Is that word better? Snare?
Sure.
Like a snare.
Right.
Like a snare.
Yeah.
So it'll come upon all day.
Yes, Lord.
And dwell upon them. So we're still dwelling on the earth, huh?
Yes.
Huh? So this manner of life we've learned over here, this something we're snared.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, I have been able to place myself in the position of Christ. Now, I'm not Christ, and I know. I got too much of this here that tells me. But I also got something in this.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we talked about that walking back to the radio room, did we not? That Christ may dwell in your heart. There's nothing in my flesh that convinces me. There's nothing.
Amen.
There's nothing in this flesh that convinces me that Christ is in me. Nothing.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing.
Amen.
I prayed, I fasted, I cried, I bawled, I squalled, and none of those things were. But faith will. And if not the fire, you beast. You carnal nature.
Yes.
I'm well aware of the fight against carnality.
Sure. Amen.
I have fought and am fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Good fight.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm putting up a bed. It just means I'm in a good fight.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for the good thing. See how we get all screwed up? What does it mean, fight a good fight? Huh? What kind of fight are you? Who would believe you have to learn how to use the gifts of faith? Who think you'd have to? And what good would it be? You ever go to buy a car or something, and like the guy in the Bible said, I bought me a team of oxen. And I would go, what would a man buy a team of oxen before he proved it?
Yeah, right.
That's dumb.
He's rich.
That's right.
Loaded.
That is rich.
Huh?
That's
dumb,
right.
Yeah,
it's like
buying
a car without trying to prove it. Test it up. Amen.
Oh? Yeah. Huh? Well, why do y'all buy this religious doctrine and then prove it? How many things did you believe that were taught to you by when you come as a babe and you breathe it? All of a sudden got to eat, right?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Well, you put it to the test.
Thank you.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
How about the rapture, isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's amazing what people do. They used to call it the secret rapture.
Oh, yeah.
And then he tells us we didn't know.
Yeah. Right.
And yet God says,
yeah,
he's the only one who holds the secret.
Amen.
When you actually read the scripture, they'll quote it to you left and right. No man knows the day nor the hour.
Yeah.
Not even the Son, nor the angels.
But
it is known.
Amen.
See, right there, Kevin. It is known. But the Father only.
Glory.
And he will send Jesus.
Glory.
When? On time. Because he knows the time. And so he reveals the secret of the coming of Christ to his servants, the prophets, so you know what time it is. Why you folk don't say truth, Lord? Because you don't have the spirit of truth in you. If you have the spirit of truth in you, it would agree. It would contradict it. It wouldn't try to overshadow it. Even the spirit of truth would hear it come. Even the spirit of truth. He will lead, guide you. Want to beat you down?
No.
You won't kick. You're just follower. Isn't it true? You won't hold back. No, you won't. No, that Christ in you is truth. And that spirit of truth don't do it. Just walk with it. Light comes. You know, light has come. Now walk in the light.
Hallelujah.
I begin to reveal a secret that God revealed to me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what that secret was?
Glory.
No.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
We have all these years and nobody can tell me the secret from you.
Bless you, Lord.
This is the last generation.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. So prepare to meet. Now you sit right there, look at every one of you. It's time to analyze if that was the one I'm looking right at you.
Amen.
When I even asked you to give me an answer, somebody give me all different kind of answers.
Amen.
This gospel. Still trying to get people convinced that this gospel is not the one that Paul preached. I'm not against the one that Paul preached, but it's been fulfilled.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know of any other preacher who says the Great Commission? Because that's what they use.
Yes.
That's World Harvest. Finally, the other day she had a saying to me, Brother Jared, it's really getting close. I said, yeah, that's why I'm not preaching the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
Why? Because God's rejected this generation.
Amen.
He's over with it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's why most of your children and mine might just be lost.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What, are you going to take issue with God because your children are not saved?
No.
Well, if God don't church, then I don't want to be saved. He bought you with a price. Oh my God. He says, I'll save who I'm going to save. I'll bless who I'm going to bless. He said, look, I'm going to save you. My God. Oh, God. Really? Did he slay Joe?
Yeah.
Killed his kids?
Hallelujah.
Killed his kids?
Hallelujah.
And his wife told him, say, do you still maintain your integrity? You're going to try to give us his God's choice? That God would do that? Give us 10 beautiful children and take them away?
Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
You're really something, people.
Amen.
You ought to look at your faces. You need to start changing your face. You really need to do it.
Amen.
And I told you, the only way you're going to do that is by getting a change of heart.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to get that is for the Creator.
Because
that old heart.
Hallelujah.
Hard.
Hallelujah.
Stubborn. Wicked. Evil.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Repent of this, thy wickedness.
Yes, Lord.
It's amazing how God even gives people a chance, and this is so hard. You want me to give, for instance? You watch me run Steve out of here. Have you seen any sign of repentance from Steve? But he kept on calling my phone. So last night when I was here, if I remember, y'all remember, I got a phone. No. So I decided to call it back. Yeah, I knew who it was.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hey, Brother Doug, bless your old heart, and you stay home and go to bed at night. That's fine, you sleep in your own bed. Okay? I love you, brother.
Glory.
Oh. Okay.
I had, he had no place to lay his head. Why don't you let find a place to lay his head next to you?
Yes.
You go to sleep and die with the Lord.
Amen.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hey, he'll give his beloved sleep. He does that for me every night because I have a hard time going to sleep. I got too many things in my heart and my mind. And all of a sudden,
Yeah.
Right. When I wake up, they're still there, but I did a little bit of rest.
Yeah. Amen. True.
That's right.
Come on to me, Jesus said, I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll give you peace, not that the world gives you. You know, you get enough money, you have a little peace for a while. Mm-hmm. You get a little fleshly fulfillment, you have a little peace for a while. Sure you do. Get a good meal, and have a little peace for a while. That's the world gives that all day long. Jesus said, I have meat that you don't even know about.
Glory.
See, I got arrested. You folk haven't even.
Hallelujah. Or, glory.
Yeah. See how your mind said, now, what I did, I should quote the scriptures to you.
Yeah.
You see, that old brother Pink still back there. We're like a bunch of puppets.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's where we are with the politics. Or with anything. The world can say that does it better than Renzo. We're now spent a whole lot of money for dish detergent and washing detergent. Now they both wash. The difference is the dish detergent and the washing detergent, they got a little perfume in it.
Yeah, there it
is. To make all your dishes smell pretty.
Glory.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
Yeah.
Oh, so the one that smells is the wash detergent. The other is the dish detergent.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to smell your dishes smell like a rose. Or like a lily.
Amen.
That is so simple. Now they both were clean.
Yeah.
And the pile we got it said this detergent. Well, we checked it. Huh?
Hallelujah.
It didn't smell it. It had a little perfume.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cook this with that, do we? Not with that one.
No.
I'm sorry, people. I'm thinking too high for your little peanut brand.
Yeah.
Now we can use it for either one of them. They will clean.
Right, my
brother.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Wash your dog.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Scrub your floor.
Amen.
Full of soaps.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you get full of soap, you got the full of soap there is.
Amen.
Amen.
We're a joke, aren't we? Yeah, we really are. We really are. I'm trying to say, I called that number back then. Hello? Who is this? It's Dave, a boy in your voice. Oh, is it tough? I said, I thought you told me you weren't going to call this number anymore. Well, I won't do it anymore. I said, you told me that three times already.
Yeah.
He don't want to change his manner of life.
Amen.
So he left Ted Lane.
Yeah.
He goes back to where he was.
Bless you, kids.
See? And I promise you, when he called me last night, I answered for him, he was drunk again.
No doubt.
I could just tell it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're lying. I'm not lying. And if he walked through that door, I'd throw him right the hell out of here. He better not challenge me on that one. I put up with him for 15 years. I said, Steve, when are you going to realize that there's a reason why you can't come to live with me?
Right.
He won't change his manner of life. Doesn't he want it to change? He came up here and worked on the farm, you know. You know why? Because he'd work out there and dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they started to bring that back up, he didn't come so often.
Right.
Oh, you know that. Well, you did, huh? He would come every day for a while.
Right.
Hello?
Glory.
Hello? Good work, aren't you?
Yes.
Huh?
Glory.
You think you folk are ever going to understand why God told us all the stories in the Bible of what people did? They were written. How many Steves are in the Bible? How many Jezebels are there in the Bible? How many highbrow so-called men of God are there in the Bible? How many sinners are there? Well, see, my God just magnified their sin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
He does that.
I can't tell you, my friends, how much the story of David means to me.
Glory.
It means to me, man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because
I believe I'm a David.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I believe the pattern's right there. I believe in Moses.
Glory.
I still see the kingdom.
Amen.
The devil says you ain't going to make it. God says, I promised it to you, boy.
Glory.
Y'all want to make sure you make it.
Amen.
If I let you stay amongst these people and they keep making you angry, provoke you, someone will save you.
Glory.
That's exactly what God was doing.
Exactly.
Because he was very displeased with the way Moses did that.
Right.
But don't go out here and put your head upon it. He was very displeased. Because he had told Moses, you speak. It was a very important thing. The rock was Christ. The first time he was told to smite it. As a symbolic of Christ being smitten on the cross.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And out of that
Hallelujah.
Came blood and water.
Yes, Lord.
That rock came water. Oh, there's water in the rock, my brother.
Yes.
My God, I'll tell you, the goodness of your faith.
Hallelujah.
You ought to see the struggle to understand that simple explanation. Wow, this spirit of confusion. God, and they blame me for it. Oh, God. I just revealed something very precious.
Glory.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
The people were murmuring, complaining for water.
Hallelujah.
They weren't. They provoked his spirit.
Glory.
The first time they did it, Moses let them right in front of that rock.
Hallelujah.
And then he smoke the rock.
Glory.
Which was Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Giving him a perception of the Christ when he comes.
Yes.
And he's going to be smitten.
Yes.
And now that smitten rock.
Hallelujah.
Came the water of life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And then he had it the second time, which represents the second coming of Jesus Christ. Smiting the rock had to do with his first coming. The second had to do with his second coming. He said, you're on the smite him the second time. This time you've got to talk to him. Speak to him. Oh my God. That talk. Lord God Almighty. Wow. Huh? But a lot of folks, you want to smite him, don't we? Crucify him afresh.
Afresh.
Put him to an open chain. You mean that your first death on the cross, it didn't work? Putting him to an open chain?
Thank you, Lord.
Even denying the Lord and bottom? Putting him to an open chain? You're not going to shame Christ
Hallelujah.
By acknowledging your sins.
Glory.
You're going to glorify
Hallelujah.
And the only way you're going to understand it is become like a little child.
Hallelujah.
Just the simplicity.
Hallelujah.
Very simple. And unless you become converted.
I'm
looking right at you. You. Unless you become converted. We're dealing with the kingdom now. We're dealing with the kingdom. We're not dealing with the community.
Yes, sir.
We're not dealing with the world. We're dealing with the kingdom. Unless you,
yes,
you,
yes,
you, you, unless you,
yes, Lord.
You become converted.
Hallelujah.
And
become
as a
little child.
The simplicity of the gospel.
Amen.
Simple.
Yeah.
But we're all grown up, aren't we?
Yeah.
Right.
Huh? We're not grown up, have we?
Yes,
yeah.
Amen. Then we go up and you know so much that nobody can teach you anything anymore now.
Amen.
You know, you teach a child if it's simple. Their mind's not all filled up with the solutions.
Yeah.
Or obstruction.
Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus.
I told you I was in the back there. There was a little church, little child there. The mother was so proud. Like, I wanted to tell them, they go to a Christian church. They go, she children go to Christian school. Yeah. And she was in there with the little children with their piggy banks. Right. See, I'm teaching them how to handle money.
Yeah, yeah.
I want them to prepare for society. I want to teach them how to live. Boy, that little girl, that little boy, they had that big old bag of money.
Yeah.
That didn't earn a dime.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And they're going to put it away for Savior's College.
Okay.
They're preparing for Christ coming, right?
Yeah.
I remember when they started emphasizing go to college.
Right.
That started back when I got to high school. They would have you choose a college preparatory course.
Yeah.
They would give you no simple arithmetic.
Yeah.
No. They come up with a thing called geometry and algebra.
Right. Yeah.
They just done away with 1 and 1 is 2.
Yeah.
The simplicity of it, you know.
Right.
It really complicated it. Of course, not today. Our kids don't have to think at all. They bring home the curtain.
Yeah.
There's the answer.
Hallelujah. Yeah, amen.
And we believe it. We believe those answers.
Yeah.
We don't question them.
No, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You see my little calculator. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's what we done in the church. We bring our little calculator.
Right.
Look at that. We believe that. A woman called me the other day, she said, "Brother Jerry, don't you know the Roman Catholic Church changed the Sabbath?" Not for me.
Glory.
When I took out my calculator and said, "No, I don't care what their numbers say." Well, what day are we? Seventh day.
Seven.
I don't care if they call it Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, make them to me. And I even try to tell you, Saturday here and Sunday over there.
Yeah, right.
But it's the seventh day. It's the seventh day. It's the seventh day.
Amen.
Who cares? Look. There they go. Round, round, round.
Glory.
You always resist the Holy Ghost as your father did. How was the Holy Ghost manifested among them? In Christ. He was filled with the Spirit.
Glory.
How about Steve? Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard a prophet talk among you saying he's filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, on condition, right? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I survived all of that junk out there. But what a fight that I got to fight to survive here. Amongst the people of God. And you ought to know that the Lord has come. The things that I've done, both of you said, he should be young. And it caused you to your pain. Caused you to question it. And then God just went right above that.
Hallelujah.
And look, you got your question. But you think some of your judges, and some of your judges have already got out there. And people are asking you, No, why they leave? Why they leave? I've been through that. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening.
Glory.
Well, brother, I heard you were put in jail. So?
Mm.
Well, we put in jail for Christ's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
No, no, you because of your sin. Well, that's Christ's sake. That's Christ's sake. He's dealing with my sin, dealing with your sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing. He found me down there.
Glory.
He made sure I knew where I was. And then he found me. And then Jesus brought me out. Stay with God. Everything you know is wrong, but he did it all right. He did it all right. All right. What I say, everyone? I say to you all, hallelujah. All right. Everything good. Turn out all right.
All right.
Boy, that was good. I never done that. Well, if you won't do it, I'll do it. Glory, it's all right. You know, sometimes it just amazes me of certain scriptures that I know is in the Bible. I've read them, but then all at once God cricket. Good morning, prophet. May God bless you and strengthen you this Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why, you should even have any question about who sent me there. Absolutely.
Praise God.
Yeah. See, we hooked him up with the satellite a few weeks ago. So now they hear me more than ever before.
Hallelujah.
I don't walk in this place.
Oh,
they're right there.
Glory.
In the garden. You got to let you work in the garden. Work.
Glory.
Yeah, we got you right there all night.
Amen.
I hear you, folks. And you expect me to be excited.
Oh, Lord.
When you don't know anything I'm saying, you don't hear the things I'm doing, then you make all kind of damn judgments because you don't hear. Or you make a mischief. Well, brother, you're talking about sin like that because, yeah, that's right. You got that right.
Sure.
Sin, to me, became exceedingly sin. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. Found myself doing things I didn't want to do. And I didn't know what to do. And then I found the answer. Makes you all right.
All
right.
Hey, Brother Burns, we tell your wife to shout.
Hallelujah! He's all right.
Hallelujah!
You don't let her do that all by herself. All over the world, your faith is being spoken. Steps are right. Stop running off the ground down there. Stay there. Go to bed at night. Sleep well. Let's get yourself back in order. Let's get it straight. Now, if he wasn't a righteous man, that would have no. But if he wants to walk, he leads me in a path of righteousness. Huh?
Amen. Glory.
Glory.
You and I did not enjoy that conversation the other day, did we? So we're going to try to get it right. You know, I should tell people, right? When I go down the river, you used to walk with me. It's a sure good to see a prophet.
Hallelujah.
A church for a man. I never used to do it. Right now, I'm not so sure if you can see, but I will when the Lord tells me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. Nice to go down and Jesus, I said, glad to see you again. But you see, it got to the point where I was coming down and I'd say, should have done that, I should have done this. I'll even call a specific incident that he should remember. Is that right again? I even told you here about it. I was down one day and he walked up to me and got to see me. And I walked away, and I saw Anna walking across the street and the ground, and I saw him confront her. He stopped. So I walked over and said, what's wrong? And he was giving her some kind of order. And he actually implied that, you know, these are my children, see? And I said to him, you leave that alone. Remember? Remember? Didn't look like you were doing anything wrong, did it? But I and then I went inside and his wife was in there. See, you're so incapable. The situation that developed at the river had to do with Doug, his wife, and his children, and that wife, the ones that were living together. They were wanting him to be the father, and he was wanting to be the father, but he wasn't doing it right.
Hallelujah.
And I very gently at first tried to get it back right.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're getting closer. But I had to use a hard hand. It wasn't pleasure dealing with that spirit the other day. And you're not going to get any pleasure dealing with this Antichrist spirit. I don't care who it uses.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not pleasant dealing with some of you people. Your stubbornness, self-will. What do you mean? Yeah. I'm going to throw you right out of here. Beautiful scripture.
Lord.
We join you in the strong and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
I marvel how many people will use the word powerful now.
Yes.
Not too many. You should do that.
Hallelujah.
But I told you where I got it from.
Yeah.
And that's where they got it from.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Nobody remembers that either. Well, I'll tell you where I got where it was emphasized to me. It came from the pastor of the Four Square Gospel Church in Kingston, Jamaica.
Thank you, Lord.
He's the first one I ever heard use it, and it caught my attention. I was sitting there, and he got up one morning and said, we get you all this morning in a strong and powerful name. Boy, when he said that word powerful, glory felt it. I latched right onto it. Powerful.
Yeah.
All powerful. Your powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you never heard me use it on the air? Well, I wonder where they got it from. We're not just talking about the name Jesus.
No.
We're talking about the all power.
Glory.
There is power.
Power.
In the blood of the Lamb. Whoa, there happens.
Glory.
But they don't even come close.
Glory.
To the all. Not only wonderful, it's powerful.
In the name of Jesus.
Afraid to submit.
Glory.
And we're not sure that if we submit it that he would do us right.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Amen.
So we don't submit one to another.
Right.
But I'm telling you to do that.
Oh, yeah.
He says submit one to another.
Amen, brother.
I think the problem is the word submit.
Amen.
Simply means yield.
All right. Glory.
God bless you.
Just yield. Even if you defraud.
Amen.
Even if you misuse.
Yes, Lord.
Trust God.
Yes, Lord. He's trustworthy.
Amen. I even told you a story about that one time about a woman, a missionary, they were getting ready to rape her. And that, she was, my God. And God said, just yield to him.
Amen.
No, lay back. Just come on, boys.
Amen.
So when she done it, they let her alone.
Hallelujah.
A rapist don't like somebody to submit.
Amen.
They get their pleasure out of your resistance.
Violent.
A violent man doesn't like you to submit.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
Huh?
No.
He went.
Amen.
You want to whoop the devil? Just submit. We're not ignorant Satan devices. I know what you're trying to do, devil. You're trying to get me to submit to you and not submit to God. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to submit to you because God told me to submit. Did Jesus yield to him? Did he submit to what Satan was doing? Did he or did he? Did he fight him? He said, come on, Peter. So I can call for a legion of angels. Get me out of this.
Agree with your adversary.
What a devil goof on that one. What a fool that devil is. He held, nailed Jesus to the cross to draw all that blood, and because of that blood, Satan lost the whole fool. He lost the soul he thought he had.
Hallelujah.
Your eyes are so void of understanding. That's where the scripture verse comes in.
Glory.
Beautiful.
Glory.
For we know that the Son of God has come.
Hallelujah.
And has given us an understanding.
Yes.
That we may know him that is true.
Amen.
And we're in him that is true.
Amen.
Even his Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
This is the true God. And you don't want to lean onto your own understanding.
No.
We all know what understanding means, to believe.
Right.
Don't trust in your own believing.
Right.
Don't trust that.
Amen.
Your own mind will tell you a thing and it's going to delude you.
Right.
What do you think now, you folk with? Looking at you and saying, wow, what a preacher. Well, you're afraid to say that because you think I fucked myself. But I'll tell you what, I'm not the preacher.
Amen.
I'm just a vessel. I'm just a pipeline. The preacher's a flowing, just a flowing, and the fire's a burning. And you know what? You all can get full too. And we might get some fire around here that you can't contain. Burn down your houses. We need some Holy Ghost fire. That you refuse not him that speaketh.
All right, that's right.
For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape.
Amen.
If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Right.
See, I'm operating in the spirit of Moses, but he spoke on earth.
Yeah.
Now God uses the same spirit that used to Moses, speaking from heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
What a heavenly voice.
Amen.
A heavenly messenger. What a message concerning heaven.
Glory.
Wow. And you don't hear it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Father.
Look at the wording now. See that you refuse not him. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, Moses, much of them died. After having saved the children of Israel out of Egypt. Because they believed Moses, didn't they? Moses, come on, we're getting out of here. Come on. Where are we going? We're going out into the wilderness. That's what Moses, he didn't say. He didn't say that Pharaoh goes to the promised land.
No.
He's letting my people go so we can go out into the
wilderness.
What?
Yeah. Right.
But they were so happy to get out of Egypt, they didn't care about going to the wilderness.
Yeah.
And it was tougher in the wilderness than it was in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
They kept serving Pharaoh because they didn't want to die.
Amen.
Yes.
He makes slaves out of them.
Amen.
Telling them left and right.
Amen.
So when Moses brought them out of the wilderness, he brought them out with all the riches of the Gentile. The Bible said they spoiled the Egyptians.
Yes.
Ever read that?
Yes.
They came out with the riches of the richest empire on earth.
Yes.
They had that king a pauper.
Yes.
On purpose.
Yes.
God did it on purpose.
Amen.
Yes.
Because he knew that love of money would cause that stupid king to be so dumb as to walk through that valley of water. What a dumb king. He didn't know that God just parked that water for the Israelites. Not for him. That dumb, foolish king. He watched them go through that water. He saw them going right after him. And all of a sudden, what a dumb guy. How about you? You got your good credit? Bought your house mortgages? Got your good education? Huh? You thought that was God, the best God was using to bring you out? All those world things fall right in and destroy us. You better hope sure you get clear across. What do you think would happen if some of those Israelites are held back? I ask you, what do you think would happen if some of the folks say, I ain't going over there? Well, that's wilderness over there.
Right.
Oh, later on they said, boy, we're going back. And you know they couldn't go back because God wouldn't part the water so they could go back. Because
right.
If he parted the water, then he went back.
Amen.
But he taught them a good lesson.
Amen.
That water was partially to go this way, not that way.
Amen.
But they soon forgot.
Amen.
What kind of waters did God part to bring you here? What kind of mountain did he move out of your way so you can be here? And you want to go back? Turn back to the weak, beggarly elements. Yeah, you got that house mortgage. They made you beg to pay it. Yeah, become a servant to the world to pay your mortgage.
Amen.
you got to comply with the Social Security law to get your Social Security. But that's my money. Oh, yeah? Right. Here's something. Okay. And you still will not start getting transformed because you're going to have to live by faith.
Hallelujah.
And God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Hallelujah.
He had just parted the rivers. They just caused Pharaoh to let them go free.
Yeah.
And they didn't come out empty.
No.
But they squandered it right away, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at all them cows in the bushes.
Hallelujah.
Then they got hungry.
Amen.
God fed them.
Yeah.
And then they grumbled about that.
Mm-hmm.
Angel food.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's the Lord.
You see, we love this. Yeah. God said, I didn't give you a taste. I give you a help. Help you have help.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As the world never left with taste.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Sure.
Huh?
Mm.
As the church world use taste.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Boy, went to that church. Oh, I sure did like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that preacher gave me a nice drink of a wine.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know why you always kick when I give you those spiritual understanding. See then that you refuse not him that speaketh.
Hallelujah.
See then, or that you refuse not him that speaketh. Do you know of a fellow who emphasizes speaking so much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't you know what a voice does?
Yeah.
And if it don't speak, it's no voice.
Amen.
Did you ever think you were going to be so involved with a speaker, a voice, a preacher?
Glory.
See that you refuse that him that speaketh. Does anybody know of a fellow who speaks?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody here? Has he been refused by some people or by many? How you doing right with now? Am I speaking?
Yeah.
Are you going to refuse to hear?
No.
Where's the man? He that hears to hear?
Let him hear.
Blessed are you. You've been given eyes to see, ears to hear. And a man who speaks to you in such a way that you can even perceive what he's saying.
Yeah.
You can really understand. Wow.
Glory.
You know what your problem is? You think you know it all, and what you need to do is know him. If you get to know him, you'll know it all.
That's true.
I have declared unto you the whole counsel.
Glory.
Nothing left out.
Use our wisdom.
The counsel for what you need for this hour.
Yeah.
This message would not have been sufficient 100 years ago.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was not a message. This is for present truth. For this present time.
Yeah.
For this present history.
Amen.
Damn it.
Glory.
This is terrible, God. This is terrible. You said that so perfect, so clear. That here they are, still sitting there. What do you mean? I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to let you folk know that these are people of faith.
Glory.
And that we're talking about your faith all over the world. And for some, I'll tell you what, some of you people out there, your faces look so much better than these.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
See, I speak about their faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
What a message of faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
What? See, I even printed that out.
Glory.
What a scripture. And we know that the Son of God is come. Let's update it. We know the Son of God is coming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Do we?
Or
do we?
He's coming.
Have you been informed?
Yes.
Oh, the King
is coming.
How'd you know it?
The prophet
said, "There's a man spoken."
Amen. His face I see.
Can you think of any other reason for choosing this lifestyle except for that?
Thank you, Lord.
But we know that the Son of God is coming, and He hath given us an understanding. That we may know Him that is true.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And we are in Him.
Yes, Lord.
That is true.
True.
Even His Son Jesus Christ.
Yes.
This is the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You just want it. You just want it. No lottery. No, he picked you. He picked you right out of the lottery, and you became a winner. You just want it. It has your number on it. Your name in it. And your hope is God. They all go to my kid. They go hoping to win him.
Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Why art thou cast down from me? You came here with a hope, didn't you?
Yes.
Not in the community. Not in the prophet.
No.
Hallelujah. A living hope. Living brothers and sisters, living the same kind of lifestyle, pursuing the same thing. But what a living hope. What a living hope. Will you also leave me?
Glory.
Uh-oh. Boy, can I see you people squirm with that.
Thank you,
Lord. You're not quite sure, huh? Well, the circumstances don't change. Well, it's not going to change for the better. Evil men. Certain men have crept in. Ungodly men. So you better find out where I'm at with that. You better get it settled. Don't blame me. You better get it settled. I am determined.
Amen.
I'm going to follow the Lord.
Amen.
But I follow the Lord, but I don't have to follow you.
Glory.
You picture people getting out of Egypt without following Moses?
Hallelujah.
Could those Pharisees and Sadducees get out of the condemnation of the law?
Nope.
Unless they followed Jesus.
Amen.
As long as they kept practicing the law, they were where they were under condemnation.
Amen. Amen.
They tried every way to fulfill that law.
Amen.
They wrote this, that we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this, we'll do that.
Amen.
And the Bible said they were handwriting of ordinances.
Amen.
That was a cancer.
Amen.
Impossible to keep them.
Amen.
Can you write one ordinance to try to keep and then break it up? Impossible. And then the simplicity of Christ. He fulfilled the law. He died the death. He paid the price. And He sat down on the Father's right hand with the receipt in His hand and your name on it. Amen. I just don't believe these cemeteries can teach me. I mean these seminaries. There's a reason why I got this scripture I gave to you last night. So, you see, when I start coming to the week, I'll say, now what am I going to preach, Lord? I've preached everything. I've warned, I've cried, I've bawled, I've squalled, I've shown strength, I've shown weakness. I've shown security and insecurity.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to believe God's with me when I'm weak, then you're not going to believe God's with me when I'm strong.
Amen.
You still maintain your integrity?
Oh, yeah. Amen. Glory.
you sinful, wicked man, you still maintain your integrity?
Thank you, Father.
He is Lord.
He is Lord.
He's Lord of the heart.
Yeah.
And I'm in the heart.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And my responsibility is going to end up gathering the wheat.
Yes.
The tares are... I'm not a tear guy.
Amen.
If I find you around here tearing things up, we're going to get you out of here. We're not tear guys.
Amen.
We're not going to let your little old pain, your little old mind tear up this place.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's a tear. You've got to get rid of it. That nonchalant. That lack of true repentance. That hardness of heart.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Would you like me to come out and pick you out?
Oh, Lord. Oh.
You see, everything is picked, God does it.
Yes, Lord.
He picks the tares and he picks the wheat.
Yes.
He sends forth his reapers to gather first.
Yeah.
The tares.
His reapers.
And I told you, the Pope, look what the Pope's going to do.
Amen.
Just what he's going to do in this time of the harvest.
Right.
I'm telling you, the harvest of the tares is about over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you see it, right? Amen. Gather them all together.
We shall burn the harvest.
Wait, who is that? Is that your son back again? Think maybe he's going to hear me after a while? I would not take it lightly. I'm serious.
Okay.
You either. Came through Jesus lightly one time, didn't they? Did they? What do you mean? Laughed in the scorn. And he was the door, wanted to bring in, and instead put them out. We never heard about that, Jesus. That's the one we heard about. He wouldn't cast you away, would he? Well, see, because you don't believe that, then you won't pray the prayer.
Amen.
Come on. If you realize the possibility that God may cast you away.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I think you would really sing that song or say that prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Create. A work of creation, the greatest work God ever done. Work of creation. How men are torn apart. God said it was so. And God said it was so. And God said the just shall live by faith, and it's so. And God said the sinner can be forgiven, and it's so. And God said I'm coming again, and it's so. And he growled within himself.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Whose voice then shook the earth? Sure did.
Amen.
I think one time was Moses was talking, the earth right opened right up.
Amen, brother.
Because they weren't listening to their voice, were they? Put him on the spot, didn't he?
Amen.
So you guys see, you say God talking to you, huh? And I got it wrong, right? Well, he said, I'll tell you what, let's put this to the test.
Yeah,
And so he spoke. The Bible said the earth opened up and he went straight into hell.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
And you folk think you sit around and mock your voice, huh?
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
These people that left here went straight to hell. I told you what hell is.
Separation
from God. That's why when you have a nice relationship with somebody and all of a sudden it's separated, you're in hell. You're tormented. The thing that was so precious to you has now been lost. And that's what's been lost around here. That sweet fellowship. And we would bear. If somebody else ain't repenting enough, why don't you repent for them?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
If someone ain't doing it right, why don't you take up the slack?
Amen.
So are you people sitting right here looking right square in the face and you're saying, what does it mean? Do you know how much I've taken up the slack for you?
Hallelujah.
See, you don't believe that, huh? There's some of you sitting right here. I say, get them out of here, God. I've hollered for a long time about the situation just happened here. So I tell that young man, put two people off this ground yesterday, boy. Two of them. Don't you dare take the risk. You hear me? We don't even let some people come here. And you must know that the only reason I let you come is because of Daddy. And that's probably the only reason you come, to see Daddy. Maybe one of these days you might come. If my daddy don't go with me, I'm going to go anyhow. If my mama's not there, I'm still going to go. Yeah, a little sobering, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
A voice is speaking. A voice is echoing the words that's coming from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised. Now he has promised, saying, yet once more.
Hallelujah.
I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Glory.
If you don't call Christ coming in the heavens, they've been shaken.
Glory.
And if you don't call that message of Christ coming, shaking everything.
Glory.
Everything that can be shaken, being shaken by that message. Everything. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken. As the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Which remain. We which are alive and remain. So I'm going to preach something to you, and if you can be shaken, if it's shaken you, then you're going to be shaken.
Amen.
And when we get done, whatever it is, we're going to end up being remain with bless his heart. Wherefore, we receiving the kingdom which cannot be moved.
Amen.
Let us have grace.
Hallelujah.
Whereby we may serve God acceptably,
yes,
with reverence and godly fear. For God is a consuming fire. That you might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked might be shaken out of it. What a shaking. What a shaking. And the wickedness of man is great. So the shaking's got to be even greater.
Thank you, Lord.
And the biggest problem is there's too much wickedness in God's people.
Right.
So he's got to somehow get it out, because he's gonna destroy the wicked.
Yeah.
With thine eyes, that is in 91st Psalm.
Yep.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide
under
the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of thy Lord, He is my refuge, my strength, my tower, my life, my hope. Now the ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff that the wind driveth away.
Glory to
the earth reeleth to and fro like a drunkard, and is shaken like a night hut, and his transgression is heavy upon him, and it falleth and shall not rise again. You can forget about this whole earth producing any kind of life, physically or spiritually. It's fallen. The economy's fallen. The ways of life are falling. The thing that men have chosen to trust in is falling. Families are falling. Families are falling. And we're all hope. That's what we say. Hope we put in our family, and hoping that they'll do right.
Hallelujah.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon not give her light, and the stars from off in heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Now I am the only man, I am, who described that for you like it ought to be. Yes, I am. Am I read for you again? Shall the sun be darkened?
Yes.
Son, the message of the Son of God.
Glory.
It's been dark.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
The message and the moon.
Church.
The church.
Amen.
Had no light.
Amen.
Did not give the light. And the stars, the great men of God that God used, they've fallen. Name them. Random. Wilkerson. Dowry. I can name them.
Glory.
Love it.
I'm the only one left.
Glory.
I own it.
Amen.
I own it.
Hallelujah.
I
glory.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Our iniquity is so strong that that doesn't even excite you, you Jezebels. Boy, how dare him say he's the only one? Well, he fooled it. He killed all her prophets. There was nobody else to talk for God beside him. But she thought she was going to do it, didn't she? Didn't she? She was doing him to his face. Yeah.
Glory.
Ain't nobody here authorized to stand in my face and rebuke me.
Amen.
None of you.
Amen.
You haven't got that authority.
Nope. Amen.
That's what I said the other day when that person said to me, "You're going to die." I said, "You aren't authorized to tell me that."
Right.
Just say it to the Lord. That's that wrong. You don't have that authority.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Amen.
No, you don't. No, no, you don't.
No,
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
When I tell you what God told me, see, He knew that was coming. He said, "Now don't you receive anything. Many men." How do you interpret that? Since I've been going through a lot of hassle, she said, "Don't receive it. Don't let them judge you. Don't receive their judgment.
Right.
Don't receive their condemnation. Just don't receive it.
Right.
I think you ought to give it up.
Bad devil, he don't quit.
I'm not afraid of your faces. Although they're kind of frightening. But what can I do? You can do it, aren't you? And lo, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth was shaken, and the rocks were rent. Have you noticed what I've been, what word I've been emphasizing? That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter concerning me. What people say about me. Don't let that trouble
me. Amen.
Boy, it's amazing. I say that so clear. And you won't tell me you folk have been troubled about the prophet, huh? Then let it trouble you. Don't be troubled.
Amen, amen, brother.
Well, you didn't do right. He did.
All right.
Right. You're all right. I left that old thing, I'm going to go right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to take the left one before you get to the right one.
Glory. Amen.
Why did you educate it? Why did you do that? Why did you say right, left?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Because if you do it like you tell you, it'll be right.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll be in step.
Yeah.
If you don't do it like that, you're out of step. Yeah. Left. Were you in the service, did they emphasize that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Over in China right now, they're having a problem with the young people, you know, like the world over.
Thank you.
And what are they having a problem with? Not drugs, not drinking, cell phones. It's a novelty to them people.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. It's like miniature computers.
So they send the young people now to a boot camp to overcome cell phone addiction.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, amen. You can see that.
Sure. Amen.
You talk about a drug?
Yes.
You, what do you think these cell phones about time do? They drug you, do everything. Cell phone.
Thank you, Father.
See, you refuse not him to speak. For if they escape not who refuse him to speak on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him, I stay from heaven.
Okay.
I'm a messenger from heaven.
Yeah.
The messenger concerning heaven.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sent that message to those children who are going to end up in heaven.
Glory.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Thank you, Lord.
And except you repent, you shall know enter in to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And repentance is just simply, God, I am so wrong.
Oh.
I am vile.
Hallelujah.
And yet you mock me because you say, well, what about you? Well, can I persuade you that he's persuaded that I've done that?
Yeah.
In our quiet time.
Yeah,
I even told you, he laughs at me.
Bless you.
For instance, I get talking to you people and I'll say, my God, I don't know what to do. Tell me, how do I deal with Stan? I know Stan's character.
Mm-hmm.
I know his potential.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one? How about that one? Huh? How do I deal with this one right here? Oh, that one, look at that. He's got a corner of her eye. She's locked in. That's right.
Yeah.
That's something she's always done. Yeah.
Glory.
Huh? So we got a corner out here. Yeah. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I even water because I don't want her to do it like that. I'd rather have her make a little effort to be a little more receptive.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
A lot of times I'll deal for a while with certain people almost every day, and then all of a sudden I'll back away and won't deal with them at all. And I said to them, boy, it's something. It doesn't bother them that I don't talk to them. They're almost glad that I don't. And they don't realize when they pull away from me that they're saying, we don't trust you.
Oh, bless you, God. Praise you, Lord God.
And when you follow it down long enough, they're actually saying, God, we don't trust you.
Don't trust you, Lord.
Blessed is the man who's trusted.
He's in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm in trouble again here. One way or the other. Time of trouble. Lord. Such as there.
Never.
Was not. Even Moses didn't go through this time of trouble.
No, no.
Of course he did go through it.
No, yeah.
But he gave a little example of it.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. About the example of him smiting the rock. You see, you don't get God, the people are hollering for water, and God said to Moses, you speak to the rock, which was a type of the second coming of Jesus. The first one, he had a smite for the first coming. He was smitten.
Yes.
In his first coming. In the second coming, he don't have to be smitten anymore. We don't have to crucify Christ every day. And you crucify Christ when you don't believe. Don't come out with it. Stop playing this game with me. That's the sin that does beset us. That's the sin of unbelief. That disturbs every one of us.
Glory.
And the devil will magnify somebody's sin, your sin. If he can't find somebody else, he'll find your own.
Sure. Right.
That's true.
And you don't really have to look too far, does he? We used to sing a song years ago. We used to once in a while. They're gone, gone, hallelujah, they're gone. They're down in the depths of the sea. For Jesus has taken away all my sins. His lifeblood, a ransom for me. Wow. 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 And the bigger sinner you are, the more you ought to rejoice. shaken.
Yes.
Everything about this man and this ministry that can be shaken is either has been shaken or it is being shaken.
Amen.
And one thing that I've really had to fight against is my faith.
Hallelujah.
Satan tries to shake my faith.
Yes.
And believe it or not, he even uses some of you.
Lord.
Amen. Oh, yes.
My Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Change of his own.
His own.
You folk don't know who I am?
Yep.
I thought you would recognize who I am. He tried to shake his faith.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Yeah, amen.
But he fought the fight of faith.
Yeah, remember.
All the way to Calvary.
Yes,
amen.
Right into the
glory.
Amen.
Oh, how he loved you.
Hallelujah.
And
yes, hallelujah.
Oh,
sin.
Glory.
This vile body.
Glory.
But all I want. Look.
Come on, Jesus.
I don't want no guilty look on my face when he shows up. People are really something. As soon as I mention something you don't remember, or you can't think, just like a big howl.
Sure.
Remember you not? I told you this story. What do you think I told you for? So you remember.
Hallelujah.
What did Jesus tell us? So remember. Now remember. Consider and beware lest you forget the story that was given.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Father.
I never believed that I would be amongst people who resent me to tell us the old stories.
Oh, my Lord.
Of Jesus and his
stuff. Yes, Lord.
That's right. Brother Troy, he didn't like, that's why I am with them. Because they didn't like me telling these stories. That's why some of you do. Get up and get out. Oh, we've heard it before. Hear it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear it again. It won't hurt me.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'd like to have you folks testify, and you give the same old testimony every time.
Amen.
I don't want your testimony to change.
Amen.
I want to get up here one day and say, praise the Lord, he's a prophet of God. The next day, turn around and cuss him out.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Honor with the listen, then deny with your works. We want true testimony.
Yes, hallelujah.
True. Hallelujah.
And if you ever get there, I'll be the first one to give you a chance to testify.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been there before.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You know, one time, if you would go up on our website and look at the community pictures, You ought to see some pictures of people that were up there. They used to be here. There. I guess that's one of the original things. I think maybe probably Tom put that one together. Is that right, Mark? Or have you recorded it together? Mark didn't let me, I guess. It's all right. Never mind. Never mind. You are so disgusting. You won't remember nothing. Community pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody was so happy. It looked so pretty.
Right.
So attractive. Oh, they nice. And half of them gone.
Glory.
So why'd they leave back there? You know nobody leaves something that's right. It was right for me to leave because everything there was wrong. Remember, what's his name? Holler at me. How many times I used that young man, helped him out. What do you know? I almost forgot his name. Y'all forgot his name? He used to live over where, right across the street from us in that trailer with KFC. His name was Ron.
Ron.
Oh. Huh? Nobody remember you tell a story about how Ron showed up here? He showed up with another guy who said he was an apostle. And he was making Ron feel like he was one of the witnesses. And I called him right away and run him off. Right away. Really? You never told us about that. I even told you how I got him back. Really? Oh, no kidding. I actually did it on the radio. Because when I run him off here, he went up to North Carolina and they started to camp in the National Forest.
Hallelujah,
Lord. So I got on the radio and said, hey, you guys, come on back down here. And they came in. I was able to preserve Ron, the other guy. I got rid of him. Because he was not an apostle.
Amen.
Don't anybody walk in my presence and say you're an apostle. It won't be. The prophet I will deal with. The pastor I will accept. God called me.
Amen.
A teacher I will accept. God called me.
Amen.
I wonder why a man who had to get the teaching would walk away from the one prophet that said, I was convincing one man that I met who had the spiritual gift, not just a man-made calling, but a spiritual, God-given gift.
Amen.
I literally made that statement about Kirk. Why would you walk away from that voice? Why would you challenge that voice? The one voice was pastor. Why would you walk away from that?
Lord. Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless.
We had other pastors, you know, when he came around. I don't refer to him as pastor anymore. If I do, I catch him. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't know what pastor runs.
Amen.
And the truth of the matter is, I never knew him. See?
Amen.
I don't know a pastor now.
Yeah, amen.
I was seduced.
Amen.
And deceived.
Amen.
Of course, they're going to tell you that they don't know prophets there either.
Right. Oh, sure.
You're called my God a dog.
Absolutely. Amen, brother.
Well, my God's a Savior.
Amen.
The one who I serve,
yes,
in loving kindness,
amen.
He came to me.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory
to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Shall we stand?
Thank you, Father.
May God save you people from yourself.
Amen.
For your own iniquity.
Oh, no, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Glory.
The shaking is not fully over yet. We got a real big shaking.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And the things that remain through the shaking, I hope to be able to stand with you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
For the shaking.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Lord, bless you.
I'm blessed, the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord. This hour in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, you may take your seats.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Provocative. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
May I provoke you today?
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Unto love and unto good works.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory King Jesus.
Glory King Jesus.
How are people provoked? Well, it's concerning something that is dear to them.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Amen.
Back when I was coming up, when someone wanted to start a fight, say, your mama. That was provocative.
That's it.
If that didn't do it, then you didn't have any fighting. Ain't that right, brother?
That's right, brother.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, you know, some people are provoked when folk talk about black folk, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all depends on...
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
But old Elijah was provoked because they were serving other gods.
Amen. Mm.
Yes. How may I provoke you today? Unto love, unto good works. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I would like to do that. God is love.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
All right. Well, Pastor Rice, what are you doing? As always, I'm presenting my body
Hallelujah.
Endeavoring to be faithful.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the one who called me is faithful.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
The one who called me, put me in the ministry,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Enabled me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on Him. Your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes, Lord.
To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Faith to faith.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. The just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
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 I will stand up on my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what He will say unto me.
Glory to God.
And what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables.
Oh, Jesus.
That we might, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Oh, bless the Lord.
But at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it.
Amen.
Because it will surely come.
Hallelujah.
And it will not tarry.
Amen.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just,
hallelujah,
shall live,
yes,
by his faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man have faith, let him have it to himself. But without faith, we can't please God.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we must live by our faith. The disciples that had seen Jesus declared it to Thomas, but it wasn't good enough for Thomas. And Thomas was very persnickety.
Hallelujah.
Oh, they were believable. He walked with them. They were credible.
Right.
Thomas determined that he would not believe except he saw.
Hallelujah.
Reached his hand in there and touched him and saw the nail prints in his hands. Thomas, we've seen the Lord, they said.
Right.
Thomas said, no, I don't believe that.
Amen.
And I won't believe.
Mm.
Well, I've seen the nail prints in his hand and I've reached into his side. So when Jesus appeared after 8 days again, he walked right on in, the doors being not open.
Hallelujah.
And said to Thomas, Thomas, behold. Huh? My hands.
Hallelujah.
My side. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Thomas. Thrust your hand in there. He said, but be not faithless, but believe. Hallelujah. And Thomas did, and Thomas believed. But the word was given, because you've seen, you believe. But blessed are they which have not seen, yet they believe. Hallelujah. Glory. Now to every man God has given the measure of faith.
Yes.
Surely. And we must definitely fight for that faith that we have.
Amen.
Of course, as we heard, it is written, it is a good fight.
Good fight, yes.
Which means that it's worthy, it's profitable.
Right.
It's not like about fighting about race and other garbage like that. This is a good fight.
Hallelujah.
It's a fight to hold on to something that's God-given. Something that will get us eternal things. Something that will allow us to enter into the realm of God. Receive the things of God. And understand the things of God.
Hallelujah.
To obtain a good report. To work righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To subdue kingdoms.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
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 Amen.
Amen.
But it must be your faith.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Must be your faith.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Glory. My Lord.
And God has given us faith.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And the devil sure would like to have us absent from our faith. He'd like to separate us. Hallelujah. Say, so, well, Pastor Rice, how long are we going to need this stuff? Till we get to the end. Hallelujah. No matter how spiritual you get, how much fasting you do, how much praying, how many songs you sing, and how much dancing you do. We're going to need faith.
Hey, hallelujah.
We're going to be tempted in the mountain. We'll be tempted in the valley.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As a teacher, as a prophet.
Yes.
As a pastor.
Yes.
As a son, as a daughter.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, he tried the righteous.
Amen.
How about that?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All things that can be shaken will be shaken.
Amen.
Why? So we can move them out of the way.
Amen.
So that the things which cannot be shaken,
amen,
might remain.
Amen.
So every man's works will be tried.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Of course, the works that are of faith will stand.
Mm.
And other stuff will be burned up. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, do you have your faith today?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Have you been begotten again into a lively hope? You still maintain the blessed hope? Do you believe that he that shall come will come and will not tarry? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. It's very problematic if we don't have faith. You understand? If we don't have... What I mean by having your faith, does that mean it doesn't depend on the other fellow?
That's right. Amen.
If you're going to live by your faith, it doesn't matter if Brother Larrabee falls away.
That's right.
If you got your faith.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter what your brother do, what your sister, if you got your faith, and the just shall live by his faith.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hold fast to your faith.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because as we've heard, things are being shaken. God is sifting us.
Yes, he is.
He's trying us always.
Thank you, God.
Proving us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me find one out of the Psalms.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Well, I believe if you believe. No, Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I believe. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, my Lord God.
In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string.
All right.
That they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed,
my Lord,
what can the righteous do? Behold, I... Lend Zion a stone for a foundation.
Hallelujah.
Prod stone.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Precious cornerstone.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven.
Heaven. Yes, Lord.
His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men.
Yes, God.
Here it is, the Lord trieth the righteous.
Yes, he do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord trieth the righteous.
Hallelujah.
But the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, King Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
King Jesus.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to one. Should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong, other along will know.
Hallelujah.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. Because of thine enemies, thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger.
Glory.
When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which thou hast ordained.
Hallelujah.
What is man?
Hallelujah.
That thou art mindful of him.
Yes, Lord.
And the Son of Man that thou visited him. For thou made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands.
Yes, Lord.
Thou hast put all things under his feet. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Hallelujah.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Hallelujah.
I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High.
Yes, sir.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate
mercy,
me.
Lord.
Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death,
hallelujah,
that I may show forth all thy praise,
hallelujah,
in the gates of the daughter of Zion.
Hallelujah.
I will rejoice in thy salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the works of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell.
Hallelujah.
And all the nations that forget God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten.
Glory.
The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever.
My Lord.
Arise, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let not man prevail.
Glory.
Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Glory.
Put them in fear, O God.
Glory.
Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but me.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
And the best of men know that they are men at best.
Yes, Lord.
And we say, Lord, remember that we are but dust. We are the works of your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our life is like a vapor which appears for a moment, then it vanisheth away.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, make me to know my end.
Amen.
Honor the measure of my days that I may know. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We heard we need to live with the people of God.
Bless.
Who are we? The people of God.
Hallelujah.
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 What must we do to live with the people of God? I heard change our manner of life.
Amen.
How about it?
Amen.
You know, we can't live with the people of God. We can't live with God.
That's right.
Hmm? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know some have their fantasies, you know, about, you know, just them and God. But there is a body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The church.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are in Christ. Christ is in God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There is one body, one spirit, one hope.
Amen.
Glory.
Even as we're called in one hope of our calling.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 What's this body concept, Pastor Rice? It's not something that I establish.
No, no, no.
It's established by the Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Glory.
So that all would be included.
Glory.
None would be left out. Beyond the other.
Yes, sir.
You know, we'll all be caught up together.
That's right.
And they won't be made perfect without us, and we won't be made perfect without them.
Amen.
You won't be made perfect without the other members.
No.
The other members won't be made perfect without you.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
The body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Christi, the body of Christ, all shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the faith we are holding to now, that the body of Christ shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That he will come and save us.
Yes.
That's my hope.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the faith that I have. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That Jesus Christ will come and save us. We'll be changed like unto his glorious body. We're groaning in this one.
Hallelujah.
This one we groan. Hallelujah. Desiring to be clothed with our heavenly body. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Well, what should we be doing, Pastor?
Glory to God.
That's always a good question, you know. Anytime people come together, for whatever reason, you know, what's our purpose? What should we do?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Should we get more Democrats in office? Should we advocate for climate change? Racial equality? Save the whale, maybe.
Hello.
Well, we maintain that the Lord is coming.
Yes, Lord.
And we should be making ready for his coming.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We should be fighting that good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Laying hold on eternal life.
Hallelujah.
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 We should be admonishing one another. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace into in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
We should encourage one another. Not only should our mouth say the Lord is coming, our countenance should. Our countenance don't do so well. But I still have faith. Okay? No matter what your countenance say, I still have faith. It opposes my faith, but my faith overcomes it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Because, you know, I'm desperate in this.
Yes.
And I've been told that faith is an act of desperation.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have anyone else to come save me.
Yes.
So that's why I have to hold to this faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have anyone else that can deliver me.
No.
When I was in the horrible pit, I couldn't find anyone else. Still in this body of sin, this body of corruption, I can't find anyone else. And, I'm groaning and want to be delivered from it. You know, like change from this vile body like unto his glorious body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Father. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, it's just not turning out the way I thought. Yes, how faith goes.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there's one that's not surprised.
Amen.
There's one that's faithful and true still. Hallelujah. Yeah. since we profess that we are children of God and that he's coming for us real soon. Huh?
Glory.
Yeah. And we should be praising him.
Huh?
We should be expecting him. Hallelujah. Kind of things and sit around and look sour, that's contradictory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You have some kind of joy, some kind of light on your countenance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, some are laughing at me, brothers and sisters. Can you imagine that? Sitting in God's house laughing at me. I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Man, believe that God's coming, he'll be looking for it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've heard the man of God say many times, you don't want him to come with your face looking like that.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor, I don't remember him saying that. I know we are selective in what we remember the prophet saying. But he did say, you don't want him to come with your face looking like that. Hallelujah. You don't remember, I remember.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we're in a great fight of faith because, you know, this is, God can't lie.
That's right.
He can't fail.
Amen. Yes.
He's begotten us.
Amen.
He has authored our faith in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He began a good work.
Yes.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to be moved away. I don't want you to move me away. I'm not going to let you move me away. Hallelujah. But I would just believe, like I said in the dining hall the other day, you know, that people that have been delivered from so great a debt, brought out of a horrible pit, should just respond differently.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You understand?
Amen.
I don't think we should go around looking like we've been sucking on sour grapes.
Hallelujah.
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 Joy of the Lord is your strength. Will tell on us.
Yes, it will.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help our hearts that our countenances may shine.
Yes.
Is it all right?
Amen.
Yes.
You know, there are spirits that get on us and we don't look good when they do.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
About the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Yes.
How about that garment of praise? Hallelujah. It's very provocative. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, it's very provocative. You're dressed provocative, sister. Someone praising God should provoke you.
Yes.
Provokes me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you easily provoked? In that matter, I am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. the house of prayer,
yes,
running for my life.
Yes.
When I stand up before the saints, I'm running for my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fighting the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Laying hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to touch him.
Yes.
I want to receive some virtue.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to be faithful in this which God has given.
Yes.
Now, if he's made a place of worship,
yes,
he's granted us access into the throne. I don't want to despise that. Hallelujah. I would cherish that.
Amen.
That we have access by faith.
Amen.
Into this grace where we do stay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Everything. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to you.
Well, God had to put something in you, you know.
Yes, he has.
We won't get that from outside.
No.
We look for some external force or some external help to help us to pray, to help us to worship God. We won't find it.
No.
We have to get that from within.
Yeah.
Huh? As God sends it.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I may be able to provoke you, but you know you have to have your own.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Glory. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know it's not new, saints. I think it's timely, though, because here we are, and we all know that our salvation is nearer than when we all know that.
Amen.
We all know that there's a posture we should be in.
Yes.
We all know that there's a look that we should have.
Yes.
There's should be a unity that we should have.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
The heart.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah, unbelief is the sin that does so easily beset us.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It's the enemy of faith.
Amen.
And we can't be saved in that. Not in unbelief.
Yeah.
You will have to come out of that by faith.
Amen.
And believe.
Amen.
What God said.
Yes.
Not believe what we feel.
Amen.
Not believe what we see.
No.
But believe what God says.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hmm?
Yes.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yes.
He shall save his people from their sin. People should be willing in the day of my power.
Yes.
How about it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I want to be straightforward today. You know, out of all the things that I do, this is most difficult. It's most difficult because of opposition.
Right.
And opposition isn't physical. You understand?
Amen.
The opposition is spiritual.
Right.
And it's against these most basic things that I'm saying.
Amen.
Huh?
So true. Say on.
The most basic things that I'm saying.
Say on. Yes, Lord.
There should be no opposition.
Amen.
Huh? If so, then you're definitely in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Hmm? No one have to tell me it's difficult because here I am. I know it's difficult.
All right now. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if God didn't compel me, I wouldn't even do it.
All right. Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
I believe it's part of my perfection.
Amen.
As well as yours.
Amen.
I believe it's a test of my faith as well as yours.
Amen.
I believe it's a trial for me as it is for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm endeavoring to hold on to my faith. You know, that's the faith that keeps going when the other man fails. You understand what I'm saying? But when other folks' faith don't look right, you know, this faith keeps going. When other people go to the house of prayer and go to sleep, or they don't even come, you know, I want to get home to God when I come. I want to be a testimony to God. You know, it'd be one thing if I was at home in my prayer closet. But we know that we're not home in our prayer closet when we come here. We may be in our prayer closet, but we're also being broadcast. Y'all don't know that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we are offering up our testimony. Hallelujah. 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 And maybe if you don't want to do it for your sake, maybe for the body's sake. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, Pastor Rice, do I have to come in and make a lot of noise? You really don't. You need to come in and give God glory. You need to have a spirit of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be just form and fashion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should do it for the glory of God, not because of prayer time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need to cultivate that hunger and thirst.
Thirst.
You know, for righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
One place is written, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Well, signs and wonders didn't make them believe.
Amen.
They saw Lazarus raised from the dead. They still went about to kill Jesus. They saw the lepers cleansed. They still went about to kill him. They saw the lame walk and the blind eyes open. I didn't bring about any faith, though. So the signs and wonders won't do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Yes,
glory.
Yes.
We have witnessed that He is God.
Yes, He is. Yes.
But like Job's wife asked him, you know, when Job was in trouble, and it seemed like God had forgotten about him. Allowed him to suffer great things.
Yeah.
Even great affliction of his own body.
Yes, Lord.
And Job's wife said, Job, do you still maintain your integrity?
Amen.
Do you still say that God is doing this? He said, Job, you ought to curse him. And die. And Job answered out of his affliction.
Yes, Lord.
You talk like one of those foolish women.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hmm?
Should not we receive evil from God? We receive
Amen.
The good.
That's right. That's right. That's
right.
Hallelujah.
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 So do you maintain your integrity?
Amen. Amen.
That He is God.
Yes.
And the other part of that is that we are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
We are the sheep of His pasture.
Yes, God.
Glory.
Yes,
God. Yeah, those whom He's chosen.
That's right.
His own sovereign choice. We didn't choose Him, but He chose us. And ordained us to go and bring forth fruit. Should remain.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, my God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Well, the Feast of Trumpets is Tuesday. Today is Sabbath. Tomorrow is Sunday. The next day is one of them other holidays.
Amen. Yes.
But by God's grace, we plan to gather here Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
All right.
For the Amen. Feast of Trumpets.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Gather to in commemoration of that.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
We can blow our trumpets.
Amen.
We can sing our praise.
Hallelujah.
We can give glory to God. Well, they say, you know, the man has the hardest test among his peers. Prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house.
Right.
And it's most difficult in the house of God. Y'all hadn't heard that before, though, had
you? Yep.
Hmm? It's most difficult in the house of God. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Now we are provoked. Since I live here, I know there are things that light us up. Hmm?
All right.
Things that make our face shine. But usually it's not the things that are spoken on behalf of God. Is that all right? Well, we can ask God to help us.
Oh, yes, we can.
First, we can acknowledge the truth,
Amen.
Which is after God.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or we can say, no, not me. Hmm? Well, it'd be me if I didn't fight like him.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you that.
Amen.
But I'm determined to fight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Y'all see me fight?
Yes,
Pastor.
Amen. In front of God and everybody.
Hmm?
Why should it be thought incredible, you know, that God should raise the dead? Y'all believe that, don't you? Huh? Why should it be thought a thing incredible that God is going to come again? That Jesus Christ is going to come and save us? Hallelujah. For those yearning, you know, those that are looking for him, loving his appearing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, not those that can take it or leave it, but those that just got to have him come. Hallelujah. Well, look like he's working that pretty good. I sure want him to come. Hallelujah. Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I want to be one of those ready, one that's looking for it.
Amen.
One that loves his appearing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the street of glory, faith is precious.
Precious.
More precious than gold.
Glory.
Even gold tried with fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he shall appear, it shall, when he comes, it will appear unto glory and honor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
At the appearing of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. So I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm going to sing. That's how we can do it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Not being concerned that you'll be taken advantage of or you'll be defrauded, but in the fear of God who gave the commandment. Is that all right?
Amen.
Obey them that have the rule over you. In the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, not being concerned that they'll take advantage of you. But in the fear of the Lord, as he's the one that gave the commandment.
Hallelujah.
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 Or maybe we should take it into our own hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
All right. There's sighing and groaning in here, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That is the key, you know. So, Lord, let your fear be upon us.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Is that all right?
Amen, that's all right.
Let your fear be upon us.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us the fear of the Lord.
Oh,
unite my heart.
Amen.
The fear of thy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We would move with fear in this hour, Lord.
Amen.
And do all that you have commanded us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint.
Yes.
Every man's heart should melt.
No.
They shall be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed.
Hallelujah.
One at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall not be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will call the arrogancy of the proud to cease. And will lay low the haughty or the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold.
Hallelujah.
Even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens. And the earth shall be removed out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory
to the King.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Father.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing.
Yes, Lord.
The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord.
Glory.
And the excellency glory. Of our God.
Glory, God.
Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the glory, feeble knees.
Glory.
Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Fear not.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Behold,
hallelujah.
Your God will come with vengeance.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, God.
Even God with a recompense,
yes.
He will come,
yes.
And save you.
Hallelujah.
Then shall the lame man leap as in heart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert.
Yes, Lord.
The parched ground shall become a pool.
Thank you, Lord.
And the thirsty land springs of water.
Yes, God.
And the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And then highways shall be there.
Hallelujah.
And a way.
Yes, Lord.
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The unclean shall not pass over it.
No.
But it shall be for those that wayfaring men, though food. Shall not err therein.
Thank you, Lord.
No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go thereon. It shall not be found there.
Hallelujah.
But the redeemed shall walk
Hallelujah.
There.
Hallelujah.
And the ransom of the Lord shall return.
Yes.
And come to Zion with song.
Hallelujah.
And everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Let's march on, saints.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Walking up the King's highway.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you're not walking, start while I'm talking.
Yes.
Glory.
Walking up the King's highway.
That's all right.
There's a highway to heaven.
Hallelujah.
None can walk up there.
Yes.
None but the pure in heart.
Yes.
There's a highway to heaven.
Yes.
I'm walking. Up the King's highway.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, saints.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that the Lord will do just what he said he would.
Yes, he will.
Surely he will.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
He will finish the work, cut it short in righteousness.
Righteousness.
Mm? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He will redeem his people.
Yes.
I'm talking about the final redemption. Mm? You know, when we'll get our new tabernacle, put off our earthly tabernacle, put on our heavenly. Faces here that look like they are rejoicing in the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. For he is coming.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The prophet said, I found thy words and I did eat them. And thy words were the joy.
Hallelujah.
And rejoicing of my heart.
Yes,
another say, I esteem thy word. Think that was Brother Job. More than my necessary food. Huh?
Amen.
Man does not live by bread alone.
No.
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
The man lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father. Standing down here at the river, Satan don't want me to cross. Hallelujah. He might hinder me, but he won't prevent me. Hallelujah. All right. We give glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
He does all things well.
Thank you, Father.
All of his works are done in truth and righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has loved us with an everlasting love.
Father.
How about that?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And drawn us with loving kindness, graven us on the palms of his hands. Though a woman may forget her sucking child,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord cannot forget his own.
No.
Hallelujah.
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 There have been men that have forgotten God, but you know, it's written in the book. They might say, no, we didn't, but there's a record that say they soon forgot.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
But God didn't forget them.
No.
Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Works, all the wonders that he's shown them.
Yes.
They didn't after a long time forget.
No.
Worse, they soon forgot.
No.
Hmm? So beware, consider.
Yes.
Huh? You know whether they forgot their God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Can it be that man can forget God?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Woman can forget her second child.
That's right.
But God can't forget his own.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Give God the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, remember me.
Hallelujah.
Now come and send to thy kingdom.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let us stand, saints.
Hallelujah.
Though I speak of the difficulty and the opposition, I don't want to do that in a way of complaining, because, you know, I think it's just the way God does it.
Amen.
You understand? I think it's the Lord's doing.
It is.
Yeah, if there was no opposition, we would be doing right.
That's right.
If there were no trials, we would be going the wrong way. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the opposition. Thank him for the trials. Thank him for the tribulation. Thank him for the victory. Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Father, we just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God, for the word preached. Thank you,
yes,
for the prophet, for the pastor, Lord God.
And yes.
We thank you not strange concerning the fiery trials.
Lord.
Oh, they come to try us, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. We just in this time, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, quicken us, Lord God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Quicken us, Lord God, in our countenances and, oh, yes, all the promises of God in him are yea and amen.
Amen.
Oh, the promises of God far exceed the tribulation and the temptation, Lord,
yes, Lord
God. And we do thank you, Father,
thank you,
for
Lord.
That. We need it, Lord God.
Yes.
We do need that oppression, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We do need the trial,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God,
hallelujah,
that you might show yourself mighty.
Oh,
yes, as you always do, Lord God.
Yes.
You always show yourself,
yes,
mighty, Lord God.
God.
You're a mighty God.
Yes.
We do bless you, Lord God,
bless
today.
You, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Strengthen your body,
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, help us all to speak the same thing.
Yes, Lord.
Let there be no division among us, Lord God, but help us to be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment, Lord God. Make us that one stick in your hand. Oh, yes, bring us together, Lord God. Oh, we see right now that the devil is fighting fiercely, Lord God, but you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, Lord God. So as we go forward from this place, Lord God, we continue to fight the good fight, Lord. It's a good fight. And we do thank you for it, Lord God. We do praise you for it, Lord God. Help us, Lord. And I say that, Lord God, you are helping us, Lord God. all the things that we encounter, Lord God, is just a help, Lord God. Keep us looking unto you,
Hallelujah.
The author and finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
I bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Shake us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, turn us, Lord. Oh, my Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for thy keeping power, your amazing grace, your tender mercy. I bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Look up, lift up your heads. Your redemption draw nigh.
And the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world. Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. All of Europe, all of the Middle East, all of the Far East, South America, down into Africa, throughout the United States, through up into Canada. Yea, my word has gone forth. I have told you the day of judgment would be a set time. I have told you that the day has been set in which Almighty Yahweh would judge the world. And you have been judged. And you have been weighed in the balance. And you have fallen far short. You have rejected the knowledge of God. You have refused to hear the voices of warning and the prophets and the ministry that I have sent to you to tell you that I will not be ignored. I am the Almighty Yahweh. Beside me there is no other. And yea, I have foretold, I have declared to you that which would happen unto those who forget their God, who forgot this one true Almighty God. The earth is mine, and I am God. And beside me, saith the Lord, there is no other God. Your military might shall be nullified. Your bread baskets shall be emptied. Your coffers of finances shall be turned to rust and corrupt. And all of your health that you think you have acquired with your medicines shall turn unto you and bring you plagues and sicknesses and diseases such as you've never had. Yea, saith the Lord, did you honestly, mankind, think that my word was all spoken in vain? I've upheld all of this by the word of my power, by my mighty hand. You have refused to hearken unto me and to hear my words. You have thrust me out of your mind. You have no thought of me in your heart. You go about every day without any consciousness of that which I have given and created you for. Therefore, saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God, when throughout all the world there will be chaos. There will be floods and famines and earthquakes and fires and plagues on every side. You have chosen to serve Satan, so therefore, at the hand of Satan, you shall enjoy his benefits of sin and destruction and death and dying. You have chosen him as your God and not the Almighty Yahweh, and Satan comes only to kill and to destroy and to rob, and so shall it be. No longer shall it be prolonged. My kingdom is going to be given to my little ones. The earth is going to be inherited by the meek, and I shall dwell therein, saith God, and I shall establish righteousness upon this earth. Yea, hear me, world. Hear me, man. Hear me, saints of God. Hear me, my children.